Eu também sei. Oh.
Much to speak of. We went into Vegas last night and Ronnie went to the ball game to see Highlands play. And I went to the show. I saw the cutest show was Bachelors in Paradise with Bob Hope and Lana Turner. So if you ever get a chance to see it, I want you to see it because it sure was funny. I guess we're kind of losing our touch this weekend. I guess we'll stay home. Ronnie's got a test Monday that he says he has to study for tomorrow. So I guess we'll just be outcast this weekend and stay home.
Show them all in 3:36.
Talk to Elsie. Come here. Talk to Elsie. Say hi.
Had some long distance calls.
Say hi. Say how you doing, Elsie? Say hi, Elsie.
Hi, Fizzy.
Say hi, Elsie.
Hi, Fizzy.
Say what you doing.
Huh?
Say what you doing. Ask him if he's seen any horses. Say, have you seen any horses?
Uh-huh.
You have? Well, can't you talk to Elsie? Elsie? Say, how you been doing? Say, how you been doing? Say hi. Well, tell him bye then. Tell him bye. Tell him bye.
Bye-bye. See.
She's a great talker, isn't she? Now she's getting where, when she's fixing to leave, she'll say bye-bye and see. And that see is for see ya. Well, we just got an invitation to go play bridge tonight. We're coming up in this world. We're having a night out now every once in a while. Gosh, today is a beautiful day. It's too pretty to stay in the house. The wind's not blowing. And if the water was warm, I tell you, it'd be a good day to go water skiing. Did you ever see the boat we got? Of course, it's actually, about all it is just a racing boat, but this summer we're going to get us a pair of water skis and, well, I guess water ski about most of the time. Of course, yesterday sure was pretty too, and the wind blew a little bit, but not much. Well, 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 I don't know what to say. Did you go home to see Mother and Daddy? I wrote them this week, but we hadn't heard from them all week. I was kindly hoping they'd come down this weekend, but I think I wrote and told them that to come down next weekend. And if they did, I think I'll go home with them if Ronnie didn't have such a fit. Oh, Elsie, you remember Betty Nelson, the girl, you know, that lived on the end of our block. Well, I got a letter from her the other day, and she's going to have a baby. And, of course, we think it's real unusual and everything, because she had all of her female organs removed. And she's really excited about it and everything, but the doctor said it was very rare that she is pregnant, but she's going to have a baby. Well, I started breakfast about 30 minutes ago, and then Sammy left, and I got the bacon cooked, and now he's just sitting, and we don't know where he went. I think about every time he leaves, he never tells us where he's going, so we don't know when to expect him back or anything. We may just have to go ahead and eat without him. Well, it sounds like you had quite an episode the weekend that you went down to Ellis. And my dear little brother, you better watch out and be careful about that gin. Ronnie said that he's going to keep the tape that you sent him, and then he's going to use it to blackmail you for Mother and Daddy and keep you in line. Of course, Ronnie said that he thinks all you talk about is girls and cars. Well, he got quite a kick out of your letter. We went to Hobbs last weekend and picked up Wendy. I tell you, when we first walked in the door and saw her, she looked like she'd grown 10 feet. And, of course, she just acted so much older and everything. And, of course, she's learned quite a few new little tricks.
This your old brother-in-law speaking to you. Say, boy, I want to know what kind of shenanigans you've been pulling lately. Taking off in the middle of the night for I don't know where and sleeping 12-14 hours alongside the highway and taking off down to South Texas. And you know what all. I guess, maybe about $25 a month ought to keep me quiet and keep this tape from falling in, the tape that you sent us from falling into the wrong hands. Of course, that's not blackmail. That's just protection that you're paying on your part. Went into Vegas last night. Liz went to see the show, and I went to the ball game. Good ball game. Highland's got a pretty good team. They score a lot. The score was 100-94. I guess that's the highest scored ball game I've ever seen for both teams. Just finished with midterm, mid-quarter yesterday, Friday. Instead of having semesters, two semesters, they have 3 quarters, 3 months long. You know, instead of having 2 semesters, 4.5 months each semester, they have 3 quarters that are 3 months long, and then the summer term. And I started the first, and then mid-quarter was up this time. They turn in the mid-quarter grades. I don't know. I just had one test in government, and I took it yesterday. I don't know what I made on it. Probably made a C or better. And then this history course is real hard. We have to read 3 outside books and make reports on them. And I've turned in 2 of my book reports so far and got an A on one and a B on the other. And I worked harder on the one I got a B on, but I didn't write anything about the author. Sent my wife to the library to see if she could find anything. She said she couldn't find it. So I didn't bother to go over there and see if I could find anything. Just made a B on it and made a B on the test. So I still got a chance to make an A in there. And in social and philosophy education, I made a B or an A, I don't know yet, on the first test. He doesn't give grades. He just gives you how many you got right, and then the end of the semester term, end of the quarter, he'll total them up and fix out a curve. So actually, you won't know what you make till the semester, the quarter's over. The average was 24, right, and I got 28, so it ought to at least be a B. And then we took the mid-quarter grade test Tuesday, but I still don't know what I made on it. I probably made a B or an A, as smart as I am. But I'm not doing too hot in this music as an art. I hadn't taken one test, and made an F on another, and gosh knows what I made on that midterm test. It was, I studied pretty hard for it, but it was just like Greek. There's a bunch of musical crap on the test that I never had heard of. But I reckon I passed it, but I might have just made a D or a C. I got to work pretty hard in that and try to bring that up to a C by the end of the quarter, and then maybe I can make B's in the rest of them. I got to, the registrar called me in and told me I had to have a C average to stay in Highlands. If I don't make a C average, they'll boot me out and won't ever let me come back. So if I want a college education, I got to make a C average this quarter, or I reckon I'm just about through, unless I want to go down to that crappy school at Abilene, Texas. Gosh, I don't know what to say. Wendy's getting prissier than ever. Studying pretty hard. Still have time to watch my television. Hope that you're able to get your girl problem straightened out. It's been real pretty here the last couple of weeks. I think Liz told you we went to Hobbs last weekend. Had a pretty nice time, saw Hobbs play Roswell. Hobbs still the number one team in the state. They were the number one team in the state the week before last weekend. See, we went to Hobbs last Friday, and Hobbs played Roswell Friday night. Well, in the last poll, they were number one in the state, but Clovis slipped up and beat them at Hobbs 71-70. Make them lose their first game inside the state. That was the third game that they lost two to Texas teams. I think one of the Odessa schools beat them, and Pampa beat them early in the season. And then they hadn't lost any in the state, and Clovis beat them, but they still were number one, even though Clovis had beat them. And Roswell was number two, but Roswell was ahead of Hobbs in the district. Roswell hadn't lost a district game and won five, and Hobbs won five and lost one to Clovis. So they almost had to beat Roswell to chance to win the district. And they clobbered them 20 points. I mean, they just beat the crap out of them. So they gained on their first place rating. And then Roswell slipped up and let Lovington beat him. So Roswell's lost two and Hobbs lost one. And they played Roswell again last night, Friday, at Roswell. They could have got beat, but I imagine they won't beat him there because Roswell lost to Lovington and Hobbs beat him real bad. I think that took some of the stuffing out of him. So I reckon I'll get to see Hobbs in the state tournament in second week in March. Liz is hollering about something to eat, but this tape's just about played out on this side, so I'll go ahead and talk till it's finished. I know you're not too interested in Hobbs and their basketball team. I would do is you get to see them play once. They really get after it. I kind of enjoy it down here. I don't believe it likes as much as Abilene. It's a lot different, but there's a lot of things to do. The skiing and everything, enjoy it. And I don't know, I feel I'm a little more satisfied here, even though, if you get what I mean, than I was at Abilene. But I don't guess I have as much fun. There's just not any young people around here for Liz and I to go out with. It's a couple that we're going to play bridge with, or at least Sammy's age. But they're pretty nice. they kind of proper and everything. They're Jews, even though they don't go to church very much. But I think that we'll have a pretty nice time. Wish that you get to see my old brother-in-law. It's been a while since I've seen you. It looks like I'm going to have to see you more often to kind of keep a tight rein on you. Let you go for a little over a month and you go hog wild. I think I heard Liz say something about that she wanted to go home with your mother and dad if they came down. Maybe she'd go home with them, stay with a week or something, and you could come down that next weekend and I'd come down and pick her up. I don't feel like I ought to miss church as much as I have been. I missed it the last two Sundays. I might have to go back on Saturday night in time to be here for church Sunday, but of course we can see about that when the time comes. Still hadn't heard from your mother and dad to see if they're going to come down. Looks like this is about the end of the tape, so I'll quit talking and reverse it and go eat.